Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of the UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two international ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland or much of Europe. Diplomats say after weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and China, Security Council is moving closer to a vote. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he's increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, intelligence community, and other government entities.
This nation must end this culture of leaks. We will investigate and seek to bring criminals to justice. We will not allow rogue anonymous sources with security clearances to sell out our country.
Sessions says he and President Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. He says they undermine the ability of the government to protect the country. Top U.S. intelligence officials refusing to back down over concerns about Russia. The U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency Director General Vincent Stewart told a group of reporters the values of Washington and Moscow are not aligned naturally. Despite such warnings from Stewart and other high-ranking intelligence officials, Mr. Trump has pushed for improving ties with Moscow. This is VOA News.